Okay, I think we got everything set. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Hey, it's 2016. And I hope you've been enjoying this holiday season and that this new year will bring you health, wealth, happiness, and joy. I know there have been a lot of people yesterday and today holding various rituals and doing meditations and holding this vision of the new earth. And I went to a meditation last night at here at the beach with my good friend Carol Randacci and our local Sarasota women's group. And so it was really beautiful to gather together with people and sort of usher this new year in holding this vision. So we're going to continue that today and join in with, you know, millions of people I know across the planet who are doing the same thing. So I'm Mary Getten. I'll be your hostess and facilitator today. And I think most of you know I'm an animal communicator and I teach animal and nature work communication workshops. I lead trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild, and I'm the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. And I'm just really excited to be here today and share this meditation with you. I started this global water healing meditation about a year and a half ago at the request of my whale friend Granny, and we gather the first Friday of every month at the same time. And it is just an opportunity for us to bring our energy together and to enhance our daily practice of sending love and healing energy to the waters of the planet. So if you haven't been to the website, it is globalwaterhealing.org. And you'll find archives of all the past meditations there. So if you ever have a half hour to devote to healing the waters and you want to do it with a guided meditation, there's a whole lot on there now. And there are also some messages on there from Granny and different information about how to heal the water. And I want to thank David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World and Ann Gordon of Whale Watching Panama for pulling this site together, because I'm technologically impaired, so I couldn't do it without my friends. So I sat down a few days ago and connected with my orca friend Granny. And she is now 104 years old, amazing being, a wild orca traveling the waters of the Pacific Northwest. And I wanted to see if she had a New Year's message for us, and also if she had a suggestion about what kind of meditation we should do today. And she did. So, first, though, I'd like to tell you that the Southern Resident Community of Orcas, which is the three families that Granny is part of, has had 8 calves in the past 12 months. And this is the most births that they have seen in many decades. In Granny's family, J-Pod, they had 5 babies this year, and L-Pod had 3. So I asked Granny for an explanation, you know, what's going on? And here's what she said. "We are so happy about all these babies. It has been a long time since we had so many births. This has been a joyous year for us. They are all doing very well. We are getting healthy. The love and blessings that humans are sending to us have helped our waters and our own health. It is proof that you can make a difference. Please tell people that they should continue to hold us in the light and send love and healing energy. It is working." I'm just getting goosebumps when I hear this. And So I asked Granny if she had a message for humanity on this special New Year's Day. And she said, "Days come and days go. None are more special than another. But it is up to you what you will do with each and every day. Make the most of the time you have. Do not be complacent or hopeless about the state of the world. It may look bleak at times, but there is much beauty, and things are changing in the realms and levels you cannot see. Scientists have been predicting that our family will go extinct. They lost faith in us and speak of doom and gloom. Yet the love and healing energy that people have been sending have counteracted that negative vibration. We are thriving. Our community is excited and celebrating the new calves we have. This is the result of your work. Do not let go of your dreams for the future. Do not let the naysayers and negativity affect you. Do what you must to keep yourself in a positive and uplifted state, and spend your time wisely. Worry and anger are a waste of precious energy. Focus on the good. Hold thoughts of love and healing, and see the world in the perfect state it is becoming. Perfection is on the way, so do not believe the illusions that some are promoting. We whales and dolphins love humanity and are here to help you. Join your energy with ours to heal each other and the planet. We are sending our love and blessings to you always." So let's just take a moment here and really breathe that in. And really know that the whales and dolphins are here for us. So here's the meditation that Granny gave me for today. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Just keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you, and you know that all is right with the world. You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds flies overhead. Take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. As you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. As the shimmer gets closer, you realize it's a pod of dolphins and a group of whales. They come close to shore, only 50 yards out, and they swim back and forth in front of you. The dolphins and whales are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the group. And your very own cetacean guide greets you. He swims right up to you. It might be a dolphin, an orca, a humpback or a gray whale, maybe a sperm or a blue whale. It doesn't matter. This is your guide. So spend a moment just looking at this beautiful being who has come for you and get to know each other. Your guide asks you to crawl onto his back, and you climb up easily and lie with your heart above his heart. And if your dolphin or whale has a large dorsal fin, just position yourself a bit to the side so you can put your cheek on that fin. And let your arms stretch out down his front flippers. So take a few deep breaths. And feel your breath synchronizing with your cetacean guides. Notice that you are breathing together and that your energies are merging together. You and this dolphin or whale are becoming one, but you are not becoming part of the whale. The two of you are becoming a new being. A super being that is more powerful than either of you, and combining all the attributes and strengths of cetacean and human. So breathe deeply and feel this new being, this merger of you and this whale or dolphin. Feel your powerful strength and your laser focus. Feel the depth of your love for this world and all its species. Now bring up an image of our planet, the Earth, and see it sparkling, clean, clear, and vibrant. Every habitat and environment is in perfect balance and harmony. The seas, the lakes and rivers, all water. the rainforest, the plains, the mountains, the deserts, the air, the land, the minerals, the plants, the trees, the animals, the birds, the fish, the humans, hold this vision and begin radiating light and love in every direction to empower and enhance this vision. See this powerful light becoming brighter and stronger and radiating out of you and your cetacean, this new being. This is a powerful iridescent light, and it's radiating from you, and it's traveling out, and it's reaching other whales and dolphins that are merged with humans. And you can see that as your light reaches their lights, it becomes even more powerful and strong. And notice that this light and love is expanding and it's crossing the planet, reaching millions and millions of dolphins and whales, and millions of people who are all focused upon this vision of peace on Earth, clean water and air, abundant soil and plant life, all species thriving and living in harmony. And see that powerful shining light radiating out of these millions of whales and dolphins, and millions of humans, and watch it light up the entire planet. Notice that all people on the planet are sharing and helping one another in peaceful and productive ways. And there is respect for each other and all living beings. The earth is in perfect balance. There is peace and harmony. And all species are vibrant and healthy. This light that is radiating from millions of cetaceans and humans is so intense now that it completely surrounds the Earth in a field of shining iridescent light. And that glow extends hundreds of miles, no, thousands of miles into space, until our little blue planet is so bright, its light competes with the sun. continue to radiate this intent healing light and feel the peace and love that fills you. Our light is so bright that beings throughout the universe notice our bright shining gem, and they begin sending their love and healing blessings to us as well. They increase the strength and healing potential of this incredible iridescent light that encompasses the earth. Every molecule on our planet is being bathed in healing, loving energy. And this vibration is causing everything and everyone to come into perfect balance and harmony. Everything and everyone is clean, healthy, vibrant, peaceful, and joyful. Continue to hold this vision as you radiate your powerful light and love. And see the earth surrounded by this amazing, healing, iridescent light. See or sense that love and healing energy coming from around the universe as well. Just creating this explosion of light. Beautiful, healing, iridescent planet. Remember this vision, this light-filled planet, so that you can empower this again and again. And now, become aware of your cetacean guide, this beautiful whale or dolphin that you are merged with. And feel yourself coming back into your own body, pulling your consciousness and your awareness back to yourself. And feel your body upon his back and your cheek resting softly on that smooth, wet skin. Just notice how peaceful and calm you are, and the love and joy that fills your heart. And your gratitude for this guide that you've
created this powerful, powerful energy with. So take a moment to thank your guide and to say goodbye. Tell this beautiful being that you'll meet again and continue this healing journey together. You might ask this guide if he has a name or a way that you could meet up again so that you can continue to create this powerful merger. There is nothing more powerful than this merger of human and cetacean, and you are able to use it whenever you wish for yourself, for each other, and for the world. So give your guide a big kiss and slowly slide off the back of your dolphin or whale friend and swim or walk back to shore. Walk out onto the beach and turn to wave goodbye to your cetacean guide. And notice the glow of iridescent light that emanates now from the water. And see that it actually does encompass the earth. Everything is brighter and more sparkly now in the sea and on the land. Just take that in. Look around where you're standing and see how bright and beautiful everything is. You are coming back now to this reality, coming back into your body, your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right, we are coming back into our room. We have left our whale and dolphin guides. We've left the beach, and we've come back into our bodies, our physical bodies. So wiggle your toes and fingers, arch your back, stretch a little, coming back fully into this reality, and opening your eyes. So I hope you'll remember Granny's message and also to continue to do this meditation of merging with a cetacean and extending light and love around the planet. And in the next couple days, I'll post her message and this meditation on the globalwaterhealing.org website, so you can find it whenever you want, or you can print Granny's message out if you want to have it handy. And I'd also like to remind you to continue to send healing energy to those two little whales that I posted on Facebook about 10 days ago. These are two small whales in rehab in the U.S., and they need more healing energy. They got a huge boost a few weeks ago, but if you can just continue to hold them and any whales and dolphins in rehab that need healing energy, that would be great. So I hope you are all back in your bodies, and I wish you all a spectacular 2016. Next month, our meditation is going to be led by Shaman Carla Miesk. She's a really cool person, so I think it's going to be great. And I am going to go ahead and unmute this call. So if anybody wants to say goodbye or share anything, we can do that together. So hold on.
Thank you, Mary.
You are so welcome. Is everybody back in their body? Come back. You were way out there. Thank you, Granny, for this amazing meditation.
Yeah, thank you, Granny.
Well, thank you for the update on the two little whales. I was just thinking of them toward the end of that and was wondering how they're progressing. So.
Yeah, they have kind of a long road, but keep them in our hearts, okay?
If you could remind me and just repost it on your Facebook every once in a while, that kind of gives me a boost for a few days to keep them in my foremost mind.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
Mary
here, everybody. Thank you.
Love you, Mary.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you,
Mary.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being here and participating and being part of this revolution to hold this vision.
Mary.
And Mary.
There's a movie called Tomorrowland. I don't know if you've seen it, but it...
It
conveys what Granny was saying about holding that vision for the Earth. And I just wanted to say every time I don't hold that vision, it hurts and it doesn't feel right, and it feels like I'm telling myself a lie, that what Granny says is what is the true vision. And I just wanted to share that.
Yes. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome, Mary. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Mary, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being there and participating.
My pleasure. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary, and have a happy, happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Mary, we miss you and Bob.
Anna,
on the Northwest
nice to hear
here.
You guys.
Hi, Anna. I'm on the line, too.
There's Bob, Anna.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, hello.
You all have
Bob.
Oh, there's Frederic in France. Frederic.
Hi, Frederic.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, you guys. Keep on. All our love and joy to you, yes.
Yes, you too. Okay, well, I'm going to go down and get on with my list.
Mary, Frederick, I wanted to tell you that Donnie was thanking you for this wonderful meditation. He was here during the meditation. It was so nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
So,
Donnie.
Yeah.
When will you see him again? Frederic,
sorry?
When will you see Donnie again?
I don't know, but because I haven't been, I met in September, but I haven't been there since that, but it was very nice during the meditation because he was with us and he was so happy that you were leading this, and so it was nice to connect Donny through your meditation. Very nice. Thank you. Yeah.
And how was the movie? Did you get to see it? The movie.
It was nice. No. Yeah. So it was for the Christmas Day, and the. Pass the movie again on Sunday, 2 days after. So it means during holidays, the people saw the movie 3 times. So it is good. It's good, I think.
Oh, great.
That's great.
You had a good holiday with your family?
Yeah, it was nice. Very nice. Yes. Now, today, I've been into the water. Just before you do your meditation, it was very cold, but it was a way to connect also the water before your meditation, and it was nice.
Oh, wonderful.
It's cold in France now. It's winter.
Yeah, it's cold there. You're a crazy person going in the water. You are a dolphin.
But then... And Mary, why don't you think you don't want to put the global meditation on Facebook? You don't want to do it, or you want to do
it? I do. I always do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on.
So Facebook. I can.
Oh, you mean
so
do
I can
I have
think.
I don't have.
Yes,
a Facebook
because do.
Need for it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you want I put it on my Facebook page or not?
Sure.
Yes? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Because Okay. So
hey,
I think
Mary, Mary, this is Diane in Chicago. Quick question. Also, thank you. Can we do something with the visualize the polar ice caps getting colder also, you think?
Oh, we could. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
just for the
part of it.
The balance.
That would actually be a good one to focus on sometime.
So from the top to bottom or bottom top, depending if you're up here or in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Great idea, Diane.
That. Yeah. Anyway, miss you, love you. Thank you so much. I was buckets of tears, so happy here. So thank you.
Wonderful. Again. Thank you. You take care. Happy New Year.
Okay. Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone. Bye.
Yeah. So, Frederic, were you saying you could create a Facebook page for the Global Water Healing? Or you wanted to put something on your website?
I wanted to think on my web, but perhaps if you want, I can ask to somebody to help because I am like you. I'm not so good for this. But I could ask if you want.
Okay, let me see. I'll see if I can get somebody to help me set that up. I bet Ann Gordon would.
I think it could be nice, huh?
Yeah, it would be nice, I guess, yeah. I just, you know, I'm careful. I don't want to have too many things I have to worry about. Another job.
Yes, I know. It's quite complicated also to do this.
Yeah, for people like you and me, all of this technology is quite complicated.
But you don't have a Facebook page, huh, Maria?
I have a Facebook page, my own personal one, and then I have one for my business, which
okay.
I post the Global Water Healing on both of those every month.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But then there is the website, globalwaterhealing.org. You know, you can always post that on your Facebook page, and then it takes
okay.
you right to the website.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Which is better, I think, because then you've got all the past meditations and all that stuff is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do it. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So now today, it's you have all today. Now it's night in France. You will have a fun, nice day today.
Yeah, we're gonna have a nice day. I'm gonna do all my cleaning and clearing and all that kind of stuff to get the New Year set right.
Yeah.
We had a nice meditation at the beach last night, and then we went to a party.
Okay.
It was fun. Yeah.
Okay. So you are on the car?
Pardon?
I know. We don't hear so well now.
Yes, I know. There's something on the line. So let's all say goodbye, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.